Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
Lord, let that be our heart's cry and our heart's prayer. We just want you. We're caught up in your presence. Nothing else matters. We just want you. As the world screams for our attention, and the distraction bombs are being thrown to the left and to the right, and sometimes in front of us, sometimes behind us, let us keep our gaze on the wonderful Jesus and his wonderful promises for his beloved children. That's us. No more gray. That season's done. You're either in or you're out. No more excuses. There's no more time. The season has shifted. There's no looking back. There's no regret. We can only go forward. That's a commitment of our heart that we all have to face. And some people are still struggling and trying to justify and live in that old place. God is new. Every day is new in him. He doesn't have old. He's incapable of corruption. He always brings the blessing. We're always at the head as long as we're in him. We're going to see acceleration. We're going to experience supernatural encounters like as in the days of old. They're going to be normal. We're going to act quickly and swiftly because we have his plan inside of us. Now let's go back to the ones that are still struggling with getting in. Jesus warned about the lukewarm church. He wished that we were hot or cold. We are at a time where it is hot or cold. The lukewarm church has been washed down the drain. It's been decommissioned. Delay. No longer will we accept or tolerate lukewarm church, lukewarm believers. Now, we're not the judge, but we're going to see, and we're going to be the ones that reach in and grab them out of the fire, out of that lukewarm pile of little old milk. And we're going to pull them out and say, life, come alive, awaken. We're in a day that is very exciting. If you're still looking at yesterday, ask the Holy Spirit to help you come into the center of his truth. Yesterday's passed away. Behold, new things are here for you right now. We have to awaken and see the goodness of the Lord and the promises through his word. We have to close the door on the outside information that is not true. God is challenging us to believe his word. He's challenging us to be the believers that are on fire, that will burn for him. Not for our cause and not for our agenda, but burn for him. The dross, the fire is here and he is burning out the dross inside of us. The stuff is coming up that we need to deal with, and there's a grace to deal with it quickly. It's acceleration. Are you struggling with issues? This is a perfect time to get healed and set free. Are you justifying why you're still in the same place that you were last year? You can't be. Last year's gone. There's nothing about last year that is here today. See, there's no time in the Spirit, and if you're dwelling on yesterday, you're in the wrong kingdom. God is all about explosion. Supernatural explosion, which brings life, not destruction. The enemy's the counterfeit. He's the one that brings destruction. God brings supernatural explosions of life through his light. And when light explodes, darkness flees, darkness crumbles, darkness has no hold. This may be too deep for some of you, but I have to release this word because we're going through. I'm speaking it out. I'm proclaiming it from the Spirit of the living God, and we're busting through into the newness of God. This season, he's equipping us right now. He's releasing the now word for all of us to receive and then hold on to and walk through boldly in new ways for the day that's here right now. Will you take hold of his promises, and will you proclaim the goodness of God into the earth? I hear him saying, whose report are you going to believe? There's a lot of reports out there. There's a lot of opinions. But it'll all burn up. See, God's word is true. God's word contains power. And he's trying to get us to open and release his goodness into the earth. But when we're focused on the things of the flesh, the news of the day, where we go with our eyes is what we see and believe in our heart. It's very careful to watch what we're watching. This is the season of the Word made flesh. We have the Spirit of the living God inside of us. We are to release the Word into the earth. We have, this is bold, we have the destiny. Hold on. I have to. Whew. Oh, thank you, Lord. Whew. Tilt. I feel something shifting in the Spirit. We're releasing something right now. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. See, God is waiting for us to open it. He's already released it from heaven. We're carriers of his glory. We're the ones that have the authority to rule and reign on earth as it is in heaven. And right now he's imparting into us. I can't give it English words, but he's imparting something into each and every one of us right now for the season that we're in, and we are going to release this into the earth because God's so good. I can't go further because there's still a few that haven't received it. I'm not going to rob you of the blessing. Some of you don't know what this means. If you can just open yourself up, and what I mean by that is say, Lord, I receive what you're delivering tonight. Father, I ask you to strengthen our frame to carry what it is that you have right now that you've released. Strengthen our frames to carry this. And give us wisdom on when to release this. Give us understanding and truth. And the boldness that you released through your Son at the cross. That great exchange to redeem us from the curse. Lord, we walk as one in you right now. We commune with you as Adam and Eve did in the garden. We release that into the earth right now by the power of the living God, by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, by the authority and the boldness of the Holy Ghost. A couple of you still aren't getting it. Hallelujah. We're not going on. If I have to lay hands on a release, I will. Take it. Father, thank you. Strengthen our footing so we don't stumble. Strengthen our frame so that we maintain the course that you put inside of us. Praise you, Lord Jesus. I believe and I receive. Stay in, Marn. Lord, we love you. We love you so much. So the dross is being stirred and burned. It's rising up. Those are the issues of our heart that have blocked and prevented us from receiving his fullness. And I see the Lord. I see two things. I see the banquet table before us, and he wants us to dine with the finest of his foods in heaven. And I also see the fire of God. I see his hand like upon us, and the fire is causing these issues to come to the top so that we can deal with them. And for so long the body as a large has justified and hidden and everything is being exposed right now, and that's a good thing. Everything in our mind and our heart and our lives is being exposed. Everything that can be shaken is being shaken right now. And so we welcome the shaking because it shows us the issues that need to be dealt with that sometimes we don't even know. And there's such a grace to deal with it. It's quick. It's easy. Oftentimes when we see the lie, when it rises up, or we see the stronghold, if you're struggling with anger, you know, don't focus on the issue of anger. Focus on, Lord, I know I got this issue. Show me the root cause. And he will show you the root cause. He will always show you. And instead of focusing on the manifestation of the end result of the anger outburst, or whether it's anger, or whether it's control, or whether it's thievery, if you're a thief and you keep stealing, or whether it's a fear or anxiety, those are the manifestations. God's taken us to the root, and he wants to unhook us. And so our minds are so trained in the natural to see that issue. Let's just say it's an issue of anger. That's just an easy one to talk about. And let's just say, you have an outburst and you're like, oh, I just did it again. Here's the thing. You're looking at the end result, which is a manifestation in the natural, which always keeps, there's a limitation there. In the natural, there's always corruption and limitation. God is taking us to the root, to the very beginning. And he's saying, what does my promise say about that? And did Jesus take that to the cross? And did he provide the way out of corruption? Where is it in the promises? Do you struggle with self-hatred? God's perfect love cast off fear. God loves you so much. I see this I see these cloaks of garments, and I see the exchanges taking place in the spirit. I see what you used to wear, bondage and brokenness and destruction, and I see that stuff coming off people, like just coming off. And I see you taking on the garment of Jesus. Put on the new self created in Christ Jesus. Well, how do you do that? Are those just words in the Bible? No, they're not. You can put on God's promises. And here's the thing. If you're still looking at the end result of the bad, corrupt thing, you're in the wrong kingdom. You're focused on the wrong thing, because where you look is where you go. So you're going to end up at this dead end, always going around the barn, trying to deal with this issue of the heart, and never getting set free. Because the way to get set free is in the supernatural realm. You know, creation is in the supernatural realm. You don't see it first, you believe it, and then it is. There's always seeds of truth, and you've been eaten on the end of the result, and that's dead and old. Why are you still chewing on that? What does God's word say? If you're struggling with fear, you're looking at the end result. Fear, oftentimes you are managing or trying to manage the, you know, people or your situation because you're underneath the cloud of fear. How are you ever going to see God's truth if you're underneath the cloud of fear? You can't. The way to get free is to disassociate yourself from the natural realm. And how you do that is say, I'm not believing that lie anymore. I'm not looking into the natural. What's God's word say over this? And if you're struggling with fear, perfect love casts off fear. Who's perfect love? Jesus. So we say, Jesus, help me with this issue of my heart. Deal with my heart, Lord. Show me whether I believed a lie or you know, a false belief system came in or a trauma. And then, guess what? The great physician will heal you. But it's not in the natural you get healed. It's in the supernatural you get healed. So if you're struggling with a trauma and you're dealing with it in the natural, you're learning to manage that. And why would you ever want to manage something in the natural when you can get set free in the supernatural and never have a thought about it again? You know, and some of us know a little bit about this, and we do it in a certain area, but you can be free in every area. Why manage those areas? Why are you letting them manage you? Come out from among them. Be the separated and stay in the kingdom of God and get his truth, get his breakthrough, and then manifest it into the earth. See, you have authority to rule and reign over your own life, over your own situations, over your own growth in God. Some of you are waiting for God to do it. He did it. He's sitting down. And now you're blaming him because you're not getting your breakthrough. Listen, you got to show up. You got to put your boots on. And you got to fight through the flesh and rest in the spirit. That's where the battle is. And if you haven't noticed by now, a lot of these distractions were taken away. Are you running to your kid's football game right now? No. Are you going to the PTA meeting? No. Some of you aren't even going to the grocery store. But yet you're still walking in the bondage you did a year ago. God's not mad and he's not condemning. He's calling you out. He's saying, be ye separated. Come out from amongst them. Meaning come out from among the flesh. Sit with me in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Get the revelation and by the Holy Ghost and walk in victory after you proclaim his truth. Some of you are running to counselors. And I'm not against counselors. I've got a couple of counselor friends that are awesome. But if you're still going over the same issue year after year, what is the benefit? Have you learned to manage that situation? No, you haven't. It's managing you. There's a way to be free. There is a way to be free. Are you struggling with healing? Are you waiting for God to heal you? He did. There's this thing called contending. And Christians don't like to hear about that. They like the good news. You know, oh Lord, you know, he healed all my diseases. I'm just waiting for him. Listen, it's done. It was done at the cross. Some of us need to go back and study the benefits that Jesus released through the cross, the wholeness. Go back to Genesis and see where Eve and Adam walked. and the revelation that they had, they named the animals. They had the mind of Christ. We have that same mind. But yet, some of us are like, well, I've got trouble with my mind. Do you? Really? Whose kingdom are you living in? There isn't a day that goes by that God doesn't challenge me with something. And you know why? Because I ask him, what are we working on today? You have to show up. Somewhere along the line, we got fed a lie. Oh, we'll just go to church on Sunday. We'll hear a good feel-good message. Maybe we'll go midweek. Maybe we'll do some campaigns and do some, you know, help with some other whatever ministry, blah, 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 and we'll get our breakthrough. No. Breakthrough happens in the closet. Breakthrough happens one-on-one. You know that circumcise my heart? Do you see circumcision? Do you see people whose hearts are circumcised? No, it's personal and it's intimate. And that's why he called it circumcision. You don't walk around and show, I've been circumcised. No, it's very personal. We're going to see hearts. We're going to see hearts. Some are going to be so shocked. I'm telling you, it's the great fallout. But it's a good thing. We are done with plastic. People that were trapped and in bondage are being set free. Choices are being made. We're growing up. Shaking always brings awakening. Shake me, Lord. Are you afraid to say that? You still trying to manage, keep your family all together, make sure they do this, do that, do that? Who's Lord? Who's Lord? Are you Lord for them? You know, somewhere along the line, some of us thought it was best to do above and beyond for our kids. I was one. But there comes a point where they have to learn on their own. And they have to suffer the consequences of their behavior. Because when they do, they make a choice, either to do it or not to do it. Think about when you're training a kid, a little kid, and don't go near the stove, it's hot. Okay, mama. And then when we're not looking, they go and they touch the stove and, ow, it hurts. And they go, I'm not doing that again. Now, did they learn when we told them? Some do and some don't. Sometimes they have to touch the stove to go, oh, that hurts. Mom was right or dad was right. Listen, if they don't know the stove is hot, let them touch it and let them make the decision. Did you raise them and train them up in the Word of God? Did you preach the gospel message to them? Let them stand or fall. Let the Lord be the Lord of their life. Sometimes this is hard to hear, and you're like, whoa, what about, you don't know, I got special kids. Oh, yeah, we're all special, let me just tell you. And I'm not so sure why you think your kids are more special, but in God's eye, we're all created equal. Now, are there disabilities? Yeah. But didn't Jesus redeem us from everything? I'm going to test your faith tonight. I'm going to push you. Are there issues in your life, in your kids, in yourself, that you're still managing? Now, this is where it gets a little hot. When you get a headache, what do? Do you run to the cabinet? Because you've always ran to the cabinet to take an Advil or a Tylenol or whatever you take. Have you been so conditioned that that's your normal response now? And I'm not condemning, but there's a better way. It's called the Word of God. It's called Mark, speak to the mountain. It's called grow your faith. Now, I don't care if you run to the medicine cabinet and take pills. I don't care. But I do care that if you are not growing your faith, how are you going to stand when stuff really gets tough? Practice the little things. And I'm just using an Advil as an example. But what is it? Every one of us has an issue in our lives right now that we can practice growing our faith in. Are you speaking to your body? You know, every once in a while, I'll get a stiff joint that comes up. And in the natural, we are told to take something for that. God's word says, speak to the mountain. I speak to my body parts. And you know what? They can't tell the difference. They'll do whatever I tell them to do. They don't know. They're a body part. And I have authority over my body parts. And when I have like a stiff something, I'll say, well, let's just say if it's my foot. Foot, you are lubricated and you move well. Get moving. Loose. And then I walk it out. And here's the thing. There's that split second of faith. I speak it. I command it. And then I start to walk. And at that second, my mind goes, you're not healed. I don't say, oh, I'm not. I say, you're healed. Walk. And I'll tell you what. It always walks itself out. I'm telling you. And if you have a headache, you speak to that headache and tell the blood vessels to whatever they're supposed to do. You tell your mind you're healed. God is challenging us to come up higher and be bolder in Him. So there's issues of our heart that we're dealing with. Are you showing up and saying, what do I do? How do I overcome this situation? And in the natural, you'll be like wanting to Google it. Don't. Go to the Holy Ghost. I had something come up 2 weeks ago. I had just an issue. And I knew the enemy wanted me to Google it. And I'm like, I'm not Googling it. And I had to speak to that body part, not once, not twice, not three times, often. And I am still speaking to it. And I see it moving and following into position, into alignment of truth. But you know who has authority over that? Me. I could run to a doctor. I could run to somebody and have them pray for me. But what happens in the middle of the night when it says, hey, issue, am I going to call you? Am I going to go take a pill, or am I going to say, listen, you're healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. And I speak to the symptom, and I command it to go. And then, meanwhile, the enemy's throwing those fiery darts. You really should Google this. This might be bigger than you think. And, you know, what if? Now, isn't that typical of the enemy? Did God say? He hasn't changed. It is written. That's what Jesus said. It is written. And that's what we need to say. See, I don't know how we became so lazy, and I'm not speaking, you know, to you, but am I? What happened? Where did we lose our boldness? Who stripped us of our rights? The natural realm did. If you get your face into the Bible and you start speaking what the Word says, you can't help but grow like an oak tree among the waters. If you're waiting for somebody else to develop your growth in the Spirit, you'll stay an infant forever. You'll chew. Well, you won't chew. You'll just drink milk. I want to live on the fat of the land that God provided. I'm never going to be in a recession. I'm never going to be in depression. I'm never going to be in bondage again. You know why? Jesus provided my way out. The Holy Ghost, which is the Spirit of truth, who lives inside of me, leads and guides me in all truth. Do I get it right every day? No. But I don't kick myself over it. I do not condemn myself. If I blow it, I blow it. We all laugh, and I keep on going. Here I am again, Lord. Here I am again. And there's been times when I've blown it so bad, and God will show me, like I'll be like off my course into a ditch, like a crashed vehicle. And then I'll be like, what happened? How did I get here? And instead of going, the Holy Spirit always says to me, where were you before this happened? Because that's where we're supposed to go back to. That's the only time you go back and look at something. It's like, okay, how did I get derailed in the Spirit? Not in the natural, in the Spirit. Here we are working on this, and the next thing you know, I'm dealing with the issues of the flesh, which mean nothing, which produce nothing. It's by the Spirit. See, you can produce by the Spirit. And that's the stuff that lasts through eternity. And that's when the winds blow and the storms come. It ain't going anywhere because it was birthed by the Spirit of God. And that is for every believer. He's trying to get us to have a solid foundation in Jesus Christ. Not a solid foundation in Jesus Christ and Facebook. Not a solid foundation in Jesus Christ and some group in Facebook. No, it's one-on-one. It's an intimate, holy thing. We were created in His image for His good pleasure. See, some of us have it backwards. Listen. There comes a point where it's no longer I, but it's Christ who lives through me. That's a sign of maturity in Him. If you're still coming to see what's in it for you, you need to take a little vitamin in the Spirit and get some supernatural growth, because it's never about you. If you look at the ministry of Jesus, it was always about the people. So, and there comes, you know, we come from a flesh nature, selfish, it's all about me. Think about your little kids that are growing up. Me, change my diaper, feed me. If you're still me, change my diaper, feed me, you're not drinking of the Spirit, of the living God. No, we all crash, and we all burn, and we all get stumbled in many ways. But that's what the grace of Jesus was for. It's not a license to sin and justify where we're at. It's for when that repent of heart is like, oh my God, I blew it again. You got to help me, Jesus. That's the grace of God right there. And somewhere it got twisted and perverted. See, we're coming into holiness. You know, holiness has always been here. But I'm telling you, God is requiring. He is requiring single focus on Him. There is no more, you know, one foot in, one foot out. Those days are gone, I'm telling you. And here's what's happening. When people come into the kingdom, they're like, phew! Because they don't have the baggage of, well, I was raised in one foot out. That there isn't. They're not going to be that way anymore. That's done. They're going to be desperate for Him. They got to have Him. They're being rescued from bondage and darkness, and they got to know Him. And that's the cry of our hearts. We got to know Him. We got to go back to the beginning. Lord, remember the day? I'm not talking about your day of salvation. I'm talking about your day when you met Him, when you knew He was real, and He rocked your world, and you're like, and that could come from the Word, it could come from an experience in Him, it could come at a service, I don't know. But you know the day when you knew He was real. You know that day, and that's the day we're at right now. He's wooing us again. He's like, He's calling us His beloved. And there's an intimacy and a oneness that He's created for us to walk in, but you got to show up. Against the obstacles, against the excuses. And we're in this season where it's effortless if we just say, Lord, help. What are we doing today? Lord. But it's the ones that are like, well, I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it next week. Next week, I'm going to give you an hour, or next week. There is no next week. It's now. We're in the now season of God. And I don't want anybody to miss what God is doing. I don't want anybody to miss what God has released for them to do in the earth. And I'm just seeing, how can I say this politely? You ever have a spirit of slumber come on you? You ever have to contend with that thing? I'm telling you, if you've got that issue, you're going to backslide. Now, I have helped people get free from that. Oftentimes, it's just a little bit of, I have to be polite, oppression. Just a little bit of oppression. And I'm gonna release something in here tonight to deal with that thing. But here's the thing. It's going to want to come back. You have the authority. Once you're free, you have the authority to tell that thing to go and never come back. So right now, by the Spirit of the living God, I command that spirit of slumber to fall off the body of Christ. Get in or get out. Serve Him or don't serve Him. But make a decision while there's still time. I command that foul spirit to leave your mind right now. I release you from captivity. I declare you wholly His. I declare your mind is Christ's mind. And I declare that your body is healed from head to toe, inside and out. I come against any oppression, any demonic forces. I break every generational curse against you right now. I release you into the blood of the Lamb. We apply the blood of the Lamb over your mind, body, soul. And we declare you wholly His. I release the power and the presence of the King of Kings to stand you up strong against the current. I release the boldness of Jesus Christ into you to be strong in the season that we're in. I release, I see creative ideas, not like business ones. I see strategies from heaven for the season that we're in so that you will know what to do and be prepared ahead of time. Because in the Spirit, there is no time. You can see and release and manifest the goodness of God in the time that you need and the hour for the bride. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Holy. I see a separation, like a tearing, and it's necessary. I see things, give me an English word, fragmenting. I see like a fraying and a fragmenting. And I see that, I actually see angels like on post, on guard, to help bring in the harvest. The fragmenting is like it's a release from the enemy's camp and captivity. And so we receive the fullness of God. We receive the harvest right now. We take it in by faith right now, by the name of Jesus, and by the power, the power, the resurrection power that was released into us for His good pleasure to help us release the captives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen. Now, I love supernatural manifestations. I love how He loves to set the captives free. And sometimes we just don't know. We got an issue. We don't know how to get free. You ever have that? Here I am again, Lord. Help me. Here I am. I'm doing this stupid thing again, Lord. Going around the barn. Here I am again. We're going to deal with that. What's that? Cutting through. We're speaking of that mountain. Listen, I see this like, oh Lord, give me English words. I see this, it's an acceleration. And I'm seeing like seat belts on people, you know, like some are buckling up and some are unbuckling. And I see that we're taking off. It's like, you know, we're going somewhere. God is doing something. And I don't know what it means in the full thing, but I can tell you something. He's positioning people right now. And so right now, I command, I speak to every body part, every cell, every microbe, every bone, every ligament, every tissue, every nerve in your body. And by the Spirit of the living God, I command it to be made whole. I command it to be put back in place. I command right order in your body. Enemy, let go. I curse every virus, every hold of the enemy over your life. And I say, be released in the name of Jesus. I speak to the minds. You have the mind of Christ. I command right now, I command right now your brain to come alive. 100%. Nothing less. I see seeds of faith that lay dormant. And right now I speak and release the living water into those seeds and command them to grow in the name of Jesus. I see the prodigal son coming home. I see the tears. I see the prayers of broken families that cried out. I see him coming home. I see restoration and right order. I see addiction being just falling off like ropes, falling off, gone in the name of Jesus. Sexual perversion lost its hold, gone in the name of Jesus. Right order, right order, right order in the name of Jesus. I speak to the lungs and the respiratory systems, and I command them to be made whole in the name of Jesus. Breathe in the breath of God. Breathe in the breath of God. Be made whole. I just heard, whose report are you going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Devil, you have no hold. Loose in the name of Jesus. Go. Right order, come forth. Destinies, be positioned. Open, open, open in the name of Jesus. There's a tormenting spirit that has, it's a hider. It's kind of like one of those, it reminds me of that pop-a-mole game, you know? It pops up and you have to whack it. No more whacking. That thing is dying. We're going to kill it. It's a foul devil. I break the hold over that tormenting spirit. I break that hold. I command it to be loosed off. I command it to be contained by the angel of God. You have no authority. Loose! Never touch a blood-washed believer again. Contained. Contained. Holy Ghost, we give you freedom in our lives. Holy Ghost, we attune ourselves to you. We dial in your frequency. We ask you to teach us the walk of the Spirit. We ask you to strengthen us and show us every day. What are we doing now? What are you saying now? We thank you that you have positioned us into the image of Christ. We walk boldly. You created us in your image. We walk boldly in your image. We don't apologize. We don't justify and we don't hide. We stay hidden and protected in you. We give your permission to rule and reign in our hearts, in our lives, in our families, every area. We hold nothing back. We hold nothing back. Nothing. If you have an issue right now, a problem right now, release it to the Father. Struggling with something? Release it. When you release it, you have just released the end of it, the natural realm of it, the natural part. Now, Holy Spirit, show me your truth. Show me what scripture I should be proclaiming to bring forth your truth into the earth, because it's in heaven, it's in the supernatural realm, where it's true, and it's right, and it's holy, and it's a tool for you to use right now. So take the tool of the Spirit and start whacking into the natural and cut your way by the Spirit, the sharp sword of the Spirit, and release it. Let it come forth from heaven and release it into the natural realm and watch what happens? Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Lord, I'm asking you to help us with attention spans right now. I see that there's flabbiness. I don't have a better word. Flabbiness for the attention span. Strengthen us. Strengthen that muscle, Lord. I'm not talking in the natural. I'm talking in the supernatural. Help us overcome this thing in the natural. Because you know what? That's the end result. We're detaching ourselves from that right now. And we are in spirit. We are boldly in you, and we are boldly 100% in right now. And that's what we're going to bring forth. That's what we're going to walk in. That's where we're going to stay. And then we're sharp. We're very sharp. So, Lord, I release that right now into everyone right now. Open, open, open in everyone right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I see some cells, neurons, in I don't know whose brain, it might be more than one, that are dark in color, and they're not 100%. And right now, we release from heaven 100% into your brain. We release the opening. We command the decay to be loosed off your mind right now, because you're supernatural. You're a supernatural being created in God's image where there is no decay. So right now we disassociate ourselves from the natural realm and the effects of that on our bodies and our minds. And we say, I have the mind of Christ. I am whole. My neutrons fire correctly. My cells are perfect. And the blood flow is 100% perfect. In Jesus' name. We do love you, Jesus. We love you so much. We love you, and teach us now how to love you. Some of us came from families where we didn't learn how to love. We learned how to survive. And right now, take us. We're leaving the natural. We're leaving all that stuff. We're coming out from brokenness, and we're in spirit 100%, and we're placed in the image of Jesus. We're in him, and we're 100%. All the energy is flowing, and this isn't a new age thing. This is the Spirit of God, okay? And his energy is flowing, and we're 100% connected to his heart, and we feel that, and we know that while we're in him, and we're going to walk that way. And if we walk into the natural and see the natural, we're like, oh, that's my old dead flesh anyway. It can't affect me anymore. And I'm asking God to heal the memories right now. See, want to get healed right now of the memories of the past and the traumas from the past? You're in him right now, 100%. And right now we release you. We cut off the memories. We cut off the feelings from the traumas. And we say, Lord, we're putting on your garment of praise. We're putting on your garment of praise. We are going to choose to praise you and worship you and glorify you. And the world has no hold on me. The flesh has no hold on me. My old problems have no hold on me. Because you know what? I have no problems because I'm in you. I'm in you. I'm made new in your image. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.